Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Once a day, I say something along the lines of, I wish I could get away with not caring about time. That's how my children go about their days. They refuse to get out of bed, then act like it's my fault when I rush them through breakfast and out the door. They luxuriate in daydreams, which is their job as children, but I'm shocked that they do so without the glimmer of the intimation of the outrageous luxury of such behavior. I say, I wish I didn't care about time, didn't believe in it, didn't feel so afraid of letting it get ahead of me. But I'm sure I don't mean it. Time means too much to me. Time whips me into something like a one-woman stampede, trying to get all the work done in time like I said I would. When I do, time sends me racing around like a hummingbird from pleasure to pleasure before my time to do so runs out. But what if I'm looking at things backwards? What if it's not that my children are at peace with time because they don't yet understand it, but rather that I'm in such a constant tizzy because my grip on time is slipping? Come the next school day morning, maybe that perspective can help to convince me that my kids dragging their feet aren't to blame for anything. They're doing exactly as they're supposed to do. Today's poem is for us old folk. It looks courageously toward the time when memories of time past start to get blurry. When was that? One of us asks. Oh, that? Another of us answers. That was back when we were young. Who knows? Maybe fewer categories will make more sense anyhow. Categories like now and before. In some ways, maybe I already do this. When I look back at my life before I met my husband and think I'm so glad all of that is behind me. Or when I look at my kids eating a bowl of cereal one flake at a time as if there are 1,000 years before we have to be anywhere. And I think, what's the rush? Where am I trying to get to? Now is where I want to be. Today's poem is I Will Love You Most When I Barely Remember Anything, by William Evans. My first two crushes are 50 yards apart in the same Ohio cemetery. They never knew each other, but now I connect them like a bowstring. I keep memories like a mottled city, the tallest buildings erecting themselves between my shoulders. I have good neighbors and blocks that marked me. I have fires that threaten to burn everything. There is a phenomenon called chunking, where we individualize memories when we're younger and group them together as we get older. Time doesn't fly when you are having fun. Time flies when you begin to remember less of it. I drop my daughter off at school. An officer pulls me out of my car as the sun goes down. Something died in between. When aging, the only thing that becomes agile is time. I now know why the Babylonians invented days of the week. Their worst day, never ending, scared them to death. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
Show. all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.